GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
See, I was wondering the same thing, and a listener sends the text message to us as we're talking with Dr. David Cloutier of the VZ Vet Clinic, online at vzvet.com, talking about chipping. $70. So I jokingly said that I wanted to get George chipped so I could make sure that I know where he is. Are we yet to the technology where, for instance, I can pick up my phone and I can tell you with some reliability where my oldest son is and where my wife are because I have an app that shows me at least where their phones are. Are we now to the technology, Dr. Cloutier, where if I put the chip in my pet, then I can fire up the app and keep tabs on Tabby or Find Fido? That's what it could be called.
Find Fido.
Tabs on Tabby.
Yeah.
Find Fido.
So there is a Tabs on Tabby, and different than the microchip that we use to identify our pets, but there are transponders and little devices that we can track them with. Dr. McCaw, one of our crazy veterinarians, crazy cat guy at VZ Vet, has them for his cats because he does not like his cats to be outside and out of his purview where he knows where they are. So he's
purview.
So he'll
P-U-R-R.
Yes, purview. Yes. So Dr. Meow's out there with his little tracker so he can find his cat and bring it in the evening.
Well, by the way, Mr. Tyler, microchips in humans are very popular in some country.
I know. That's why I'm thinking I need one for you.
You can put it into a human. You can track your medical records. Mm-hmm. You can have any kind of information. And it's very critical for some people who have dementia and things like that so that they can. I don't know what kind of scan they use. But the thing that you pointed out, doctor, was that the chip is not, it's inert.
Yes.
It's not emitting anything. It's the scanner that comes in and then
activates the chip. Think, well, is a battery in it, or is this thing going to cause cancer because it's giving off some type of radiation or something? And no, the chip is inert. It's a little glass covered chip, and the scanner, the frequency of the waves that come out of the scanner activate it, get the number, and as soon as you remove the scanner, the chip is inert. So they'll last indefinitely, and they don't emit anything or cause any problem in pets that we've ever seen. But what we're kind of kidding about, you get a chip for your pet for the sole purpose of being able to, of course, reunite the two of you. But just human nature, you kind of get busy and you forget to register it. So there's many, many chips out there that are not connected to a person. So the only information when you call and you scan this pet, like, oh, I have this pet and it's chip number or whatever, it's like, yep, that was sold to this shelter in somewhere, and that's all the information we have if it never gets registered to the owner. So kind of the new way of doing chips that many of us do is when you buy the chip from us, we also register for you. So we pay the registration fee, which is included in that fee that we charge for putting the microchip in, and we register it before you leave. So we put your name in and your cell phone and your information that you've given us so that it's initially registered to the person.
Is it like a website? I mean, I can build you a website. It'll cost $50.
Yep.
Okay. For you, get the family discount. Okay. George, for you, it's $100. Mm-hmm. But hosting and continuing to maintain the website. I wonder if there's a maintenance fee for the chip.
No. So there's a couple organizations that host these databases, and initially some of them will have you get a free enhanced microchip service, meaning if you lost your pet and you call them, they'll call the area shelters and kind of duplicate what you would do anyway. And then the next year they send you a bill to maintain that enhanced kind of service. If you don't pay that fee, they don't wipe out your information. That information's there. You can always, anyone calling in can reunite their pet with you. So there's not a monthly fee or a yearly fee. It's a one time, you're good to go forever.
Good. Okay.
I think there may be a minor fee to call and change information or something.
Yeah. Okay. A boatload of questions here coming in for you.
Let's do them.
I have a rescue that eats sticks and rocks, even though It has plenty of food. What should I do? Should I type back and ask if it's a cat or a dog?
I'm going to go with dog on this. And my answer is let him eat all the sticks he wants, but let's avoid rocks. So the sticks are pretty soft. They don't break their teeth on them. So sticks are a fairly safe chew toy. Not too many horrible things happen. Rocks, on the other hand, are a problem. So I would get extra sticks for my yard and throw all the rocks away. Yeah.
Throwing a stick and having the dog fetch it, you know, it becomes more of a game, doesn't it?
It's the most time-consuming part of mowing my lawn is removing all the sticks. The actual moving the lawnmower back and forth is relatively expedient. It's the sticks that are the issue.
Well, that's why you hire your kid to go out and clear the sticks.
Yeah, right? Till your kids go to college, and then you know, you don't have them there to do that.
My brother and his wife have spent almost $10,000 on a rescued dog. Be careful, your heart isn't bigger than your wallet, this person points out. My wife and I take in older dogs. They are great pets, but it sure sucks losing one every couple of years.
That's a real truism of that, is you don't have them as long.
Mm-hmm. This person says, Home Again is the chip service they use. The chip costs $55. Registration is $20, and they charge $20 a year. I wonder if there's an option that you only have to pay if you activate it.
So we use Home Again as well, and you'll notice a fairly close addition there, 50 and 20 is 70, and I think that's what we charge to do the same thing. So same idea, and Home Again, but you do not have to pay that $20 every year. That is for the enhanced recovery service, which I don't think amounts to a whole lot more than calling Bangor Humane Society and you know, Animal Orphanage and a few other shelters and looking for your pet.
Russ writes an email to us with his tale of woe. I have a pug that suffered a broken nose. Can we stop right there? How do you know?
This could be a joke. Let's finish this. This could be a funny at the end of this.
No, no. Oh, it's not.
No, this is real.
Okay, because I've screened the email here. I have a pug that suffered a broken nose. After all that was said and done, the dog needed a tracheotomy, and the total vet bill was $22,000. Thank God for pet insurance.
Wow.
It cost me $4,500 out of pocket. I cannot recommend insurance enough if you're going to have a pet.
Especially a high maintenance pet, which I think pugs fall into the high maintenance category.
Maybe I said tracheotomy, but...
Ostomy.
Tracheostomy.
Yep.
What's the difference? Tracheotomy is when you take the pen cap and you put it in there so they can...
Temporary versus permanent.
Oh.
Yep. Medical jargon.
Right there. We learn every day.
Oh, yeah, this medical jargon.
A tracheotomy is temporary. A tracheostomy is permanent.
Mm-hmm. Look at Rick's. You should see the smile.
George the same way. We just learned something.
Yeah. We learn something every day.
When we go on Jeopardy and that's the question.
Oh, yeah.
And we win big. During Final Jeopardy, 5%. We're going to draw at the bottom. We're going to write down 5% Dr. C. It's Dr.
I don't
C.
want a tracheotomy.
No.
I know what they are.
You
don't
want that. Either. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I go back to the chip for just a second. I'm kind of hung up on this because I...
Because you want one?
No, yeah, I'm thinking about it. Yeah, it's going to be... You'll find it on the beach. If a dog comes into your place, why would you even suspect the dog has a chip?
So that's a really interesting question. So, I mean, we're not going to obviously just scan every animal. However, if... someone says, oh, I found this dog, or, you know, I'm not sure. There's a history there that leads you to think that maybe we should scan this dog or cat. So we scan them. The tricky part is the legality of this. So I did scan a cat once. And
is there more than one way to scan a cat?
No, there's only one. You run the little thing over. So you run the thing over him, you get the number. Oh,
that was funny right there, and you know it.
Oh, I know it was. I just couldn't give it to you.
I didn't think so.
You've never heard that before.
So we realized that this gentleman found this cat many years ago and never had it scanned. So we scan it, and we find out, oh, it has a chip. And he did not put that chip in. So then you call and you find out that there's an owner for this cat that maybe has been missing this cat for a long time. Who's the legal owner now? And does this man have any obligation to call that owner? And then for me as the veterinarian, what is my role in this? So I took the kind of middle of the road and I said, I have found out that this cat has an owner, and here's that owner's contact information. I'm going to strongly encourage you to do what should be done, which is to contact this owner. If you don't do that within a period of time, I will. And I'll let you two work it out. Who's going to keep the cat? And so he did the right thing, contacted the owner. And ultimately, that owner said, you know, we missed the cat and mourned his loss, but he's been living with you for 10 years and you love him. We think you should keep him.
I was predicting a Solomon moment where he'd say, cut the cat in half.
Yeah,
no, cut the cat in half.
But that's the owner. I mean, the great thing is when you give people the opportunity to do what's right, and they all did. Right? Everyone did all the right
things.
Animal
owners do right things.
Yeah.
This is another dumb question, but if veterinarians would have a specific spot on an animal to put the chip,
yes,
wouldn't it be easier for you? In other words, I don't know where you put it.
You put it between the shoulder blades. So invariably, that's where we put it. It's between the shoulder blades.
So you don't have to go through the hole. You're going to go between the shoulder blades.
Right. So you don't start scanning between their legs and up in their armpits and stuff. It's between the shoulder blades. Just run it down their back.
See?
So easy to find.
Quick and easy.
Yep. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Good spot to put it.
Makes perfect sense. Final question for you.
Final jeopardy.
What is the best way? Put your answer in the form of a question.
Okay.
We'll do it that way. This is the best way to stop my dog from eating so fast as he inhales his food.
Answer would be a cookie sheet.
Phrasing?
What is a cookie sheet?
What do you mean? How do you do that with a cookie sheet?
So if you have a bowl, it's a very effective way to concentrate the kibble in one spot. So the dog simply needs to chew and inhale in one spot, and in it goes. So you get the 1-inch high kind of baking sheet, baking pan.
Makes sense.
Area. And they've got to chase those kibbles around, you know.
You say that. Noir, the little black kitty cat, mm-hmm. okay? If the food is not in the center of the bowl,
he won't eat it.
Over on the side, she won't.
My cat, same way.
And
he's meowing at me. I'm like, there's food in here.
There's food right there.
I know, but it's not in the middle.
And so Ian will go and put it in the middle.
Yeah, you shake it up, put it in the middle.
And then, there she goes.
Yep. Noir must have met my cat. Meow.
Yep. That's what they do secretly at night.
They do. They text each other.
When we're not home during the day, they're using that Facebook portal thing. They're talking to each other. They're conspiring because they're going to someday take over the world.
They already have in some houses, I think. Mm-hmm.
That's why they need to be spayed and neutered.
Exactly.
Dr. David Cluter, you're the VZ Vet Clinic. You know who we didn't mention in this?
D.P. Porter.
D.P. Porter?
Yeah.
Is it D.P. Porter?
That's the guys. They're out there in the inclement weather, roofing. They're putting siding on right now.
It's a warm January.
It is kind of nice.
And the guys at D.P. Porter must really enjoy that.
Yeah, they're doing a great job.
D.P. As in like dependable, right?
I think so, or Dale Porter.
Dale Porter.
Yeah, something like that, but DP.
All right.
But Bob, our manager, he's doing a great job over there.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.